Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, it's Lebanon four-star linebacker Keith Brown, the nation's number five inside linebacker in the class of 2021. Keith, it wasn't that long ago that you and I talked and you were like, I can't wait to be on the big stage and I can't wait to show out at Crescent Valley. Now you're playing in Cowboy Stadium. You're going to Atlanta. How much has your football life changed in the last year?
Oh, man. It's been this last 5-6 months. This last year has been so amazing, especially, you know, because at first I was just hoping I'd play for varsity because I don't even know the time. And then I ended up playing varsity, and then I played CZ, and then I got my first offer, and then I got my second, third, fourth, fifth, now eight. And it's been crazy now that I always knew, like, I went to a few camps and stuff, and I would do good at them. And then once I started, like, dominating the camps, that's just when stuff really started making sense to me and started clicking. Since then, it's just been crazy.
You got an invitation to the All-American Bowl Underclassmen Combine, which is in January. It's a big one in San Antonio for all the top prospects in the country. And 24/7 Sports and Rivals both tabbed you as kind of like the breakout guy. Now you were one of the top performers, but some of the other top performers were kind of known commodities already.
Yeah.
They both kind of pegged you as the guy that really stood out. And that seemed to kind of open the floodgates for you. Going into that event, did you know that if you put up a good performance that it would go that way? And then once you did you know, oh my gosh, things are really going to change for me?
So going into the event, you know, I knew I had a feeling I was going to do really good there because I just got done with FBU, dominated there, Top Gun, dominated there. And then rolling into the combine, I wasn't exactly sure what could happen from it. I just knew that it was a pretty big event because it's like a national thing, only certain kids get invited. And then, so, kind of after that, when everything started, like, I knew after I did good, 247 made my account, and they kind of pulled me off to the side, interviewed me a bunch. That's when I knew my stock and all that was going to rise, for sure.
Since then, you went to a camp up in Washington. This was just a couple weeks ago, and you've picked up offers from Oregon and Oregon State. Oregon State was your first one, but you have 6, 7, 8 offers now. But you were at a camp up in Washington, and my phone started blowing up with text messages. I got a phone call, and it was like, who is this kid from Lebanon? Is this just a monster performance, or is he the real deal? And I was like, yeah, no, he's legit. He's really good. And then it started the ball rolling where I realized kind of what was going to happen from that, and then I waited. And I told your mom, I'm hearing from a lot of people, and she asked me, who are you hearing from? And I couldn't tell her. The next day, you guys learned exactly who I was hearing from. What happened then the next day for you after that big showcase event?
Oh, so that showcase was great. When I first got there, you know, like, usually it's events, so no one really knows who I am just yet. But now that I'm on the boards and everyone knows me, now it's like I have a little more like known to me. But
you got some clout to you, man. You got some clout.
Yeah, I got a little juice now. It's cool. but going into this event, you know, I actually wasn't gonna go. Like, I didn't want to go to FBU this year. I don't know why. I just thought I kind of want to chill this weekend. But my friend was going, really wanted him a national combat invite, which he did. And so I was like, yeah, I'll just go run out with you for a little bit. I was going to visit UW while I was there. So I go there and I realize, oh crap, Eric Richards is here. And then G Scott, his little brother, was there. Aiden Hector, Julian Simon. I was like, I got to come out here and ball out now. And so then day two comes around, and Eric's been talking to me day one a bunch, and then day two he talks to me, and then he calls me and my mom into the gym, and he puts me on the phone with the head of Adidas football, Shannon Ferbracci, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they invite me down to Atlanta for the 5-star challenge. That's when I was like, okay, now I got some. Now I'm finally being really recognized for my talent.
The five-star challenge, for people who don't know, is the top 100. I think it's called the five-star challenge, and there's something about 100 kids. So 100 kids are 100 kids are supposed to be invited, and overwhelmingly, that's supposed to be the top 94, 95 kids in the current class, so the 2020 recruiting class. Keith, when you got your invite, you became one of five kids in the nation in the class of 2021 to get an invite. It puts you in contention. It's called the five-star challenge for a reason. It puts you in contention for a fifth star. What does it mean to you to get the invite? And I know you don't care a ton about stars, but come on, going from Lebanon, where a year ago you were like, I can't wait to show out at Crescent Valley, excuse me, to I'm now competing for a chance to earn a fifth star. That's got to mean something to you.
Oh man, it's awesome, you know, like it's just really cool to like finally like be recognized now as possibly a potential five-star athlete, which is like, which is crazy, because growing up, you know, I watch YouTube and I see all these kids, like I watched Amon Ra live, I grew up like literally last year's Justin Flo, like dang, like this kid serious, just never thinking that I was gonna be one of those kids, and now I'm here, this is, the sky's the limit now, it's crazy.
We're talking to class of 2021, four-star linebacker Keith Brown out of Lebanon High School in Oregon. He's rated the number 5 inside linebacker in the country. So you've got a bunch of offers. You're taking a couple trips. I just kind of wanted to give you the floor here for a second. What visits do you have coming up, and who are you hearing from that's new? Everybody knows about Oregon State, and we'll get to them. But of the new schools you're hearing from, give us the list, and then what visits you got coming up.
Yes, sir. So, new schools I'm hearing from right now. I'm getting mail from like Alabama, Florida. I'm hearing from LSU a little bit. I've heard from UCLA, obviously, USC, and then Boise State, a few other schools like around the West Coast area. And then East Coast wise right now, it's Bama, Florida, and the LSU.
And you've got a couple visits here coming up, some pretty big ones in the next few weeks, few months.
Yeah, so June 18th, I'll be at UCLA for unofficial, and then June 19th, I'll be at USC for their, like, off-the-radar camp. Like, they invite, like, 35, 40 kids to it, something like that. I'll be there the 19th, so it'll be 2 days of me down to L.A. just kind of having some fun.
What do you like about both of those schools right now, or is it so new the trip is mostly about trying to figure out what you like about both those schools right now?
Yeah, I'll take this trip a little more as I'm really trying to figure out what I like about it. I've heard a lot about USC. You know, they get some dudes down there, so I know that school's gonna have some juice. UCLA, Chip Kelly. I mean, that's Chip Kelly. Like, that's a legendary coach right there. And so that'll be really good. And actually, Don Pelham coached my head coach in college at Oregon. So that's kind of cool, kind of a small world. Actually, every coach I've heard from the Pac-12 has either been a teammate or coached my coach, which is awesome.
That's nice, and not only is it a cool little small world story, but also it's really helpful when you're trying to get recruited, because you know he knows enough people that can give you the right advice to put you in the right spot in your recruitment.
Yeah, it's awesome.
If you were to stay in state, and I'm not saying you're going to, we're not even close to that. You're a class of 2021 guy. We're a long way away. But you have offers from Oregon or Oregon State. Do you have a leader right now between those two schools? If you were to stay in state, do you have a preference between one or the other, and why?
Yeah, so right now I would say for me, in state-wise, I would put Oregon as my number one. And that's just because, like, they recruit me really, really hard. And Oregon State does too. But I don't exactly know. Like, Oregon, their recruiting is a little different, obviously. You know, they come at you full speed, flash, and all that. And me being a young kid, you know, that's kind of what draws my attention, you know. But I love Oregon State, though. Like, I love Coach Bray, super amazing guy. Coach Smith, I sat down and talked to him for an hour and a half, and never once was a silent or anything. But as of right now, I put Oregon number one. Cristobal's a great guy. Wilson's amazing. Avalos, last guy, I guess, that's a great guy. Coach Joe, big bear hug when you see him. Awesome guy.
What is the biggest difference? And I don't mean for one being positive and the other being negative. Just in general, if you were going to give a summary kind of what Oregon's recruiting approach is like and what Oregon State's approach is like, how would you describe each one? Are you comfortable doing that? And can we start with the Ducks?
Yeah, I'll leave it with that. So Oregon's more just kind of like they really can, like, I think they have a lot of young guys in their staff that I've noticed, and they kind of know how to get the young kids' attention really well. And they kind of hit you with this, like you know, flash swag, which is awesome. You know, as a young kid, you're gonna love that. And then Oregon State kind of hits you with the more laid back, like family feel, which also as a kid, I mean, you love that feeling too. But I you get really excited when you're at Oregon stuff, and then Oregon State. I'm not saying it's not exciting, but it's just more laid back.
Right. I understand that. One of the criticisms with Oregon is that they do the flash thing really well. And then I think naysayers say there is no substance behind it, or the relationships aren't being built there. When I've talked to kids, I've actually heard that there is something behind it. The flash gets the attention, and then there's a building of a relationship with four, five, even six coaches on the staff. Are you in just the flash stage right now, or do you feel like they do a good job of building the relationships too?
The flash stage at Oregon is just when you, like, for me, it's my first unofficial there. That was the flash, you know. And then ever since then, it's been me hearing from every single coach knows my name there. All of them talk to me. They all ask me how's my mom doing, give her a hug whenever they see her. And they, like, the flash is like at first, and then they really hit on, like, building a relationship with you and your family. Family first, for sure.
Keith, I am so very proud of you. I'm so excited to see how things are going. I always get the names ahead, you know, when they're freshmen, sophomores, watch out for this kid. You were a kid that people said right away, watch out for this kid, and it's so cool to see your growth from getting excited about Crescent Valley to now saying, I'm in Atlanta, I'm going to be in LA. It's so different, and it's so exciting, and I know you're handling the process the right way and working.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm tremendously proud of you, man, and keep up the good work. Have fun in LA. Have fun in Atlanta. You are jet-setting around the country, and I'll try to keep up with you.
For sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. Have a good one, man.
You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.